Good morning. We are continuing our topic of Kol Be'ish Erev as it pertains to a brother hearing the singing voice of his sister. Is that a problem? Is that prohibited as Kol Be'ish Erev or not? And yesterday we saw that there are arguments this way and that way. On the one hand, we see that the Shulchan Aruch paskens as it relates to hugging and kissing between a brother and a sister who has grown up, a achot gdola, that indeed is davar meguna, that is a disgusting thing. So based on that parallel, we would say kol be'isha erva is prohibited as well. Or is it simply that the Shulchan Aruch says that is not a proper thing, davar meguna, but it doesn't say it's usur? And also we know that yichud with a sister, at least up to a certain amount of time, is permitted. So would we equate kol be'isha erva to yichud and permit it, or would we equate it to hugging and kissing, which is maybe usur? Maybe it's just davar meguna, also not a good thing. So that was a question that we discussed yesterday. And we saw in the end of the day a couple tshuvas, davne yashpeh, and the tshuvas van hagas, coming out that as long as she doesn't sing too loud, so it's not very audible, you can hear it, but you can't really discern, it's not a strong voice, it is that she is singing quietly, then it would be permitted. That was their views, and now we're going to see alternative views today. So the Nite Gavriel brings that, based on the postgame, that the kol zemer of the sister, the singing voice of his sister, would be mi'ikar din permitted. And the Sefer Erech Shai brings a couple rationales why it would be permitted as well, because the prohibition of losikrvu legalos erva, don't even come close to revealing nakedness, that does not apply to a sister. And continuing, ugdola eno asr chibov v'nisho raku meguna, when it comes to an older sister, above the age of 11 or above possibly, depending on the definition of gdola, that is only a davar meguna, that is something that is disgusting, but it is not something that is absolutely prohibited. So based on those rationales, the Erech Shai says that when it comes to the singing voice of a sister, it is not going to be included in a prohibition. It's going to be mutter. Continuing, there's a sefer that brings that in the name of the Gaon Rav Shaul Vagshal, that he clarified, he looked into the issue and he concluded that in the house of the Griz Mibrisk, that's Rav Yitzhak Zev Halevi Soloveitchik, that they weren't makbid on this. And in fact, the girls, the sisters, used to sing with the brothers there, not when there were any guests there, but the brothers and the sisters would sing together. And this happened on a Shabbos basis, a regular every Shabbos basis, that the women, the girls would sing, the sisters would sing, the Zmiras, a Shabbos, that the brothers were there, and the Griz was not makbid. The only thing he was makbid on, he was strict on, was that the windows would be closed because he didn't want people from the outside hearing because they don't have a heter. But otherwise, when it came to the sisters singing in front of the brothers, not a problem according to the Griz Mibrisk. However, on the other hand, there are those that bring in the name of the Chazon Ish that it is prohibited. An older sister, at least, an older sister would be prohibited above the age of 11, would be problematic, or even usher. They bring in the name of the Chazon Ish, it's usher. However, there's a Sefer Beirur Halacha that brings a different view in the name of the Chazon Ish. And that when somebody consulted, asked the Chazon Ish, is it a problem of Kol Be'isha Erva when it comes to a sister? The Chazon Ish said as follows, the Hakol Taloi Lefi Midas Yakirva Beina Ach L'Achoto. It all depends on the connection, on the relationship between the brother and the sister. The kirva. What does that mean? Hakol Taloi Lefi Midas Hakirva. So it goes as follows. This Sefer Beirur Halacha explained that yesh achva achot shegadlu b'bayis echad. There's a brother, there's a sister, that they grew up together many years in the same house. And when it comes to that, they're so used to each other, there's not going to be any concern of hirhurim, of the brother having inappropriate thoughts from hearing the singing voice of the sister. However, ba'ach v'achos achare chatuna tam shanim harbe, if you have a brother and a sister, and it's many years after they have each gotten married and they've had their own families, and then they get together and hear, to have the brother singing, hearing the sister singing, that's a different story. Or for another example that he brings is that you have a brother and a sister and they are distant from each other in age. And accordingly, they effectively didn't even grow up in the same house together because there was such a distinction, a difference between their ages. In these two situations, that would be prohibited. That would be kol b'isha erva. So what the fundamental issue here is the brother going to be used to the sister singing or not? If they've grown up together, similar ages, they've grown up in the same house, he's been hearing her singing for years, then it's not going to be a problem. There's no concern of hearing her. However, again, the two examples that the Beir Halacha brought is we have the brother and the sister many years after they got married, or if we have the brother and sister that are very different in age, and accordingly, effectively, they didn't grow up in the same house, so we're going to not have the brother used to hearing the singing voice of the sister in these situations. We are going to have a concern of hirhur, and it is going to be a problem of kol b'isherva. This is the explanation in the Chazon Ish. And the Sefer Eben Yisrael brings as follows, that it is mutter lishmo kol achoto b'smira Shabbos, to hear your sister singing zmiras, when you are used to hearing her singing voice from when you were young. Accordingly, that's the same concept that we are saying, that something that you're used to, you've been hearing it for years from when you were young, then there's not going to be a concern of hirhur. So today we've been discussing the side to be lenient, and we've seen that there are indeed certain poskim that are lenient. The Griz from Brisk was lenient, and Ite Gavriel brings its side to be lenient, the Erech Shai brings its side to be lenient, and the Beir Halacha also, but it always also should depend on the regilus. Are they, the brothers, are they accustomed to hearing the singing voice? Did they grow up with it? It's not something that is unusual for them, that is something that they would be, something that they didn't get used to. And if it is something that they have become accustomed to, acclimated to, then it's not going to be a concern of hirhurim based on those who are lenient. But if it's something that is unusual that they didn't grow up in, then that would be something of concern. And Amir Tash, and we will continue on the side to be lenient tomorrow, but then we will get into the side to be machmir. Have a wonderful day.